The proposed cuts could drastically diminish Army staffing in Alaska. Speaking to the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce this week, U.S. Army Alaska Commander Major General Michael Shields outlined a worst-case scenario for Fort Wainwright.
Fort Wainwright could lose as many as 5,800 soldiers and Department of the Army civilians.
Major Shields said the entire enlisted and civilian staffing at Fort Wainwright is 7,300 plus 8,000 family members. Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage is facing a similar possible reduction. The Army has scheduled listening sessions in Alaska this month, including in Fairbanks on February 24th, to hear local feedback on the proposed cuts. The Army has done a socioeconomic impact analysis, and Fort Wainwright Garrison Commander Colonel Cape Zemp recommends locals focus their comments on things the Army is less aware of.
What makes this community unique? And so specifically, how well our families are integrated here, what we offer in terms of quality of life, both on the post and off the post.
The Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation is organizing the local response to the proposed Army force reduction, including setting up a range of speakers to address specific issues at the February 24th listening session. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.